Gonzo's me, and joining us now, it's Miss January 2012. It's Heather Knox. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. Now, Heather, I don't know how to break this to you, but I got to tell you, there might be some naked pictures of you out there.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I'm
not. Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Congratulations on being Miss January. Nice job.
Thank you very much.
Heather, you're in what is said to be one of the best-selling issues of Playboy magazine in a long, long time. That's
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I don't know who this other broad is that everybody's talking. Some chick that's, I don't know. She's on the cover. Everybody's all up in arms.
Willow?
Did you know ahead of time that you were going to be in the same issue as that, or when did you find out about it?
That's a great question. You know, what's funny is this all happened very fast for me, and I just shot my centerfold over October, right before Halloween.
Right.
And shooting my centerfold, I heard through the grapevine that Lindsay Lohan, it was actually from one of my family members, heard from the grapevine that Lindsay Lohan was shooting for Playboy, and I was like, wait, I'm shooting for Playboy right now. It was supposedly the same weekend I was doing it. So everyone's like, have you met her yet? Have you met her? So I went into the senior editor's office and I said, am I going to be in the Lindsay Lohan issue? And she smiled and she said, I can't confirm or deny. I was like, oh, that's so cool. So I found out while shooting.
That's pretty awesome. That's funny that you heard from family members. So I take it that your family is okay with this.
Yeah, they're all really excited for me. Yeah. They just want me to be happy, and you know, they know that this is something that I've wanted to do. So it's not their life; it's mine.
Right, that's cool. Excellent. Well, yeah. Now you're from Indianapolis, and I lived there for a number of years. And what you were looking at? You were working at the Hooters there for a long time.
Yes, I was. About 6 years.
Okay. Yeah, I was probably in there more than once.
You know, they say Hooters girls either become playmates or strippers.
I think you made the right choice. How did you end up with Playboy? Was it like a casting call type thing?
Yeah, I went to a casting call in Columbus, Ohio, and then I got the phone call from the mansion a couple of months later, and here I am today.
That's awesome. Well, now, you were just out here in Vegas like last week, right?
Yes, I just got home Sunday.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm still recovering.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Yeah, it was lots of fun. I never have a bad time when I come out there.
Well, yeah, that's if you have a bad time, you can actually file a complaint with the mayor.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and you get like you get credit at a casino or something, I think.
I do that then.
So yeah, so you're from Indianapolis. I imagine you're probably getting out of there now that you've hooked up with Playboy. Are you going to stay there, or what are you doing?
I'm here for the next year or so. I have a lease in the apartment, so I could break it if I wanted to, but you know how that goes. So,
right.
Also, I'm just kind of scared to leave and get caught up in the whole like busy lifestyle, like different city.
Right.
I'm a big fish in a sea over here. I'm like Los Angeles. I'm just a little tadpole.
Right. That's right. Because you know, when I was on the radio in Indianapolis, I could go right to the front of the line at Hooters. Thank you very much, because I was a pretty big deal back there. What are your what further responsibilities do you have as once you're a playmate? Do you have to? I mean, you'd probably be traveling out to LA and stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely. As far as I know, like I said, this is all very new for me, but I guess I'm welcome at the mansion whenever I'd like to go.
Nice.
So anytime there's a party or something going on, I'm allowed to go. I'm invited to go, which is very, very cool for me. And other traveling is just like appearances and stuff. So if anyone wants to hire me, they can contact James Gunness at Playboy, and I'll show up at their party.
Right on. We're talking with Miss January 2012. That's Heather Knox is on the phone with us right now. And now, where was your shoot? Was it out in L.A.?
Yeah, it was at one of the Playboy studios out in L.A.
Right on. That's cool. And how long does one of those things take to do?
Everyone thinks it's really, really short, and it actually took about 10 days to do. I mean, they take a lot of photos.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's,
10 days?
Yeah, it's a big production.
Wow. So it's 10 days of arch your back and
stick, you got it.
Stick
you got
your butt
it. You're coming
out.
Home and you can't walk.
So how is the photographer to work with? Because, you know, a lot of times they come up with poses that are basically physically, no ordinary human being would do them.
No, yeah. My photographer is Arnie Freytag, and he's amazing. I mean, there was some positions that I got in, and I'm thinking to myself, while shooting, there's no way this looks good. No way this looks good. And then I would see it on the screen, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's me? Wow. I didn't know my butt looked like that.
No, ass is good.
I was like, oh, shoot.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations again, and let us know when you're in Vegas, and we'll send everybody over to say hi, and congratulations on being in one of the best-selling issues of Playboy in a long time. That's got to be awesome.
Thank you so much, guys.